Okay, call the meeting of East West Gateway to order. Okay, I want you to approve the minutes for the meeting. Got a motion, is there a second?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor, sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. Before we go into the action items, we don't have anything on discussion items. I just want to introduce Mark Eckert, the mayor of Belleville, who is the vice president of Southwest Illinois Council of Mayors, as our new members today. Mark and welcome.
Thank you.
Kind of aware, but if the new person comes in, always takes out everybody for lunch.
Yes.
Charlie, did you sell him his elevator pass?
Yes, I thought his son had that speak office at one time.
Every time I follow Kern.
Oh, there you go. It could be good.
Action items A.
The first item, authorization to pick up an option. The STARS program, the office space we had leased for 5 years, it'll expire at the end of this year. We do have an option to do an additional 5 years. There's some incentives in that, but the average cost, the average for the 5 years will be roughly $16,000, as explained. The reason we set average, there's incentive to do it if it's a good year. So we reckon.
Is there any action? Might want to make a motion?
So moved.
Got a motion, second. On the question, all in favor, sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. Action item B.
Action item B, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Functional classification is a process by which roadways are grouped based on how they function and the types of services that they provide. Two times a year, council staff, ODOT, and IDOT do a solicitation for modifications to the functional classification system. This round, this cycle that we went through, we received 16 applications to change functional classification of roadways. We're recommending that 56 of those receive those changes, and 4 not meet the criteria to change this. The staff would recommend that the functional classification system be modified to include the change in the 56.
Questions for Jim? Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second, on the question. All in favor, sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. Action item C.
Item C. Extension time. Jason has performed twice.
Yes, I will. The policy on reasonable progress allows local sponsors that are realizing delays in obligating construction funding to request an extension of the September 30th suspense date. There are two types of schedule extensions, a 3-month extension and a 9-month extension. Gateway staff has the authority to grant extensions of up to 3 months. However, board action is required for extensions of up to 9 months. Overall, we received 10 extension requests totaling almost $12 million in federal funds. Of the 10 requests, 6 were for a 3-month extension, and the other 4 were for a 9-month extension. Table 1 details the 6 projects that requested a 3-month extension. Staff reviewed the status of each project and will be granting the requested extension for those projects. Table 2 details the 4 projects that requested a 9-month extension. Staff has reviewed these 4 projects, and based on information provided by the sponsors, as well as the review of the project files, staff determined that all 4 projects have met the requirements. And staff recommends the 4 projects in Table 2 be granted a 9-month extension of the September 30th suspense date.
Any questions for Jason?
Chairman?
Yeah, we're talking about these. What are the 4 projects?
They extended the September 30th suspense date. Okay, the projects are Bridgeton, Gist Road over Calmire Creek.
Okay, that's the county missing. I don't know anything about specific projects, but if you look at whether people really been doing what they're supposed to do here, or whether natural disasters, it kept them from spending this money, because, you know, we ought to get it to people who will spend it.
Well, I mean, a disaster usually happens during right-of-way acquisition, and pretty much, I think, any local sponsor will run into that issue where just you get both of the parts acquired, and then there might be a delay with getting the last one or two.
Okay, but you really certainly need to make sure they're not just sitting on money.
Correct. Yeah, we make sure that they're, thank you.
To answer, County Executive Steve Allen's concerns, one of the projects is in Charbonneir, St. Louis County, and that's going through a consolidation, which will take a little bit longer, but we got to have that over in February, and we got to have it. But we feel that within 9 months, all that should be taking place, should be over.
Any questions? Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Questions? Everybody sign a aye?
Aye.
I think, Jason, you also do an action item B.
Yeah, the IDOT Madison County has requested to modify the 13 to 16 TIP. IDOT's requesting to add three projects. First is to construct a bidirectional turn lane on Callisville Road, just pieces of I-255. And IDOT's also requesting to amend the 13 to 16 TIP to add two new projects. These projects are currently in the draft 14 to 17 TIP. However, IDOT wants to advance these projects to meet the current letting schedules. The first project is resurfacing of Route 3 from Venice down to I-70, and the other is a replacement of a bridge on Route 13 over near Marissa. Madison County is also requesting to add two new projects. One is to upgrade road signs in the rural areas of the county, and the other is a project that will close the railroad crossing on Morgan Road near the town of Morgan. And in fact, closing this crossing will only add about 2 tenths of a mile to any trail. Finally, IDOT's requesting to modify one project by advancing it from 2014 into fiscal year 2013. They're also requesting to modify the scope of work so that this project will tie in better to the work that's going on the tri-level interchange in the Mississippi River Bridge. And they're also requesting to increase the cost of $1.3 million. This project is along I-64 in East St. Louis. Staff is recommending approval of 5 new projects and modification of one project.
Questions for Jason?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Modification of which project?
The modification is of I-64. It's a resurfacing and rehabilitation of bridges. So IDOT's requesting to advance that project into the current fiscal year, as well as a change of scope of work to tie in with the work that's going on in the Mississippi River Bridge interchange.
So you're not reevaluating the scoring?
No, this is an IDOT project from their program.
Just re-establishing the priority.
We're just advancing it into bringing it into 2000.
I got no problem with what's.
First of all, they're not doing beam testing. It's already been beam tested. So that's not the issue.
The project's already in the current TIP. They're just in the
current one.
They're advancing it to 14 with the
TIP. Okay, thank you. Mr. Mosley?
First, I want to just ask the mayor on 26 and about. This don't include nothing like that.
No. No, this is strictly about the Mississippi River Bridge as I see it and tying into what they're doing on Highway 64, Mr. Mosley.
Is that, that's all tied into the new bridge we're talking about? Okay.
Any questions? Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Question? All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? I say aye. Regional Security Expenditures, Nick. Nick, I want to point out to you, we've been meeting for 9 minutes, we're almost out of records.
Stop.
This budget expenditures total is $2,270,431 and will help the Urban Area Security Initiative grant program. Staff recommends approval of these expenditures as written within the memo.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions?
So no way.
You need a motion. Have a motion for a second. Any questions? All in favor, sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. Other business, I believe. You might want to mention your July 5th.
Yeah, at your desk. I think you ought to speak to type the same thing that we want to put at your desk. Again, we'd certainly like to have all of you here on the 5th. Fireworks, food, everything. So take that card. Sometimes you see that packet, you this place that you don't have. It's critically important though that you do let us know who's coming, call the security downstairs so they'll let people through. and that is from 8 to 10, I believe, on the 5th, on a Friday. We'll eat, drink, and watch things blow up.
In a good way.
Any other comments or questions? Entertain motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, by the side of the eye.
Aye. Next show, I want to see.